The Capital Investment Committee for May 6th is called to order. A quorum is present. Vice Chair Frederick, can I have a motion to approve of the minutes for April 30th?
So moved.
Vice Chair Frederick, move approval of the minutes for April 30th. Any discussion? Hearing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed say nay. The motion prevails and the minutes for April 30th are approved. Members, today we are acting on three vehicles only bills since we have not reached a joint agreement for a GO bonding bill. As we know from the MMB debt guidelines overview, there was an assumed $700 million bill for this year. However, there are options for a more robust bill, and so hopefully we could have that discussion as we move into the last few weeks of session. As we know, the Senate has a target of $1.35 billion over there, and so really look forward to working with all of you and Chair Franzen, and so that's why we're moving the three bills forward today so that as we continue to have conversation, we have bills ready to go in Ways and Means. And with that, Chair Franzen, the first bill on the agenda today is House File 719.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative Mary Franzen here. House File 719, Vehicle Bill.
Thank you, Chair Franzen. So I move House File 719 be referred to the Ways and Means Committee. Any further discussions, member? Hearing none. I renew my motion that House File 719 is recommended to be referred to the Ways and Means Committee. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed say nay. The motion prevails and House File 719 is referred to Ways and Means Committee. Now we'll move on to Chair Franzen's bill, House File 2486. And I move that House File 2486 be referred to the Ways and Means Committee. Chair Franzen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members, another vehicle bill so we can hopefully get a bonding bill done. Thank you.
Representative Lilly.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I yield to Representative Scraba. I understand he has five hard questions for the author.
I hear no discussion.
You want to ask her five hard questions?
I don't know if your friends would like that, so.
Oh, I got comebacks for him if he asks.
Well,
no.
All right, so you know discussions. I renew my motion that House File 2486 recommend to refer to the Ways and Means Committee. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed say nay. The motion prevails. House File 2486 is referred to the Ways and Means Committee. And members, the final bill of the agenda today is House File 2484. This is my bill. I move it to get it before the committee with a recommendation that is re-referred to the Ways and Means Committee. And members, as you can see, we have the A1 amendment. The A1 amendment just deletes the Mary C. Murphy naming of the library construction grants that we pass off the House floor. So I just want to say thank you all to members who supported the effort. And so this would just be another vehicle bill should, you know, the two bills that Chair Franzen passed before not make it there. And so can I get, so I move the A1 amendment. Any discussion? Chair Kosnick.
Mr. Chair, just for the privilege of this committee and nobody else in the legislature, can you tell us what the C stands for?
Stands for Catherine.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair Kosick. All right, members. So I move the A1 amendment. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed say nay. The A1 amendment is adopted. See no other questions, members. I renew my Chair Hansen. As of right now, yes, but, you know, as we have 2 weeks left, we don't know if there's going to be any other meetings coming up, and if we do, then we'll make sure to communicate with all of you. And so with that, I renew House File 2481 as amended to be referred to the Ways and Means Committee. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. The motion prevails, and the House File 2484 as amended is referred to the Ways and Means Committee. And with that, members, I just want to say thank you all for your production this session in this committee. Look forward to working with all of you as we put a bill together for the last 2 weeks of session, and really look forward to working with all of you as we set up tours for the summer. And just wanted to say thank you to Co-Chair Franzen, Vice Chair Frederick, Vice Chair Fogelman, and all members again for your work. Especially thank you to our nonpartisan staff, Chelsea Griffin and Mr. Andrew Lee, to our partisan staff, Chelsea Axelson, Joel Marble, Karina Nelson, Evelyn Wiener, Tenzin Cy Young, and Jenny Nash. And thank you to both of our pages, Earl and Sarah. Thank you both for all the work that you have done for all of us this session. And I'll turn it over to Chair Franzen.
Thank you. Piggybacking off of Chair Lee here, I want to thank DFL staff, Evelyn, Jenny, Tenzin, and Vice Chair Frederick. Appreciate each and every one of the Democrat colleagues, along with my colleagues, Joe Marble, Chelsea Axelson, and the nonpartisan staff, Andy and Chelsea Griffin, Andy Lee and Chelsea Griffin. I do want to also say, members, this is one of the best committees. I truly believe that. Every one of us has worked so well together in this committee, and friendships were formed. I really appreciate that, and I really am excited for the bonding tours, where more friendships can be fostered and to see the needs of the state out there. You know, previous to being on capital investment, I did not know the needs of the state, and the tours really do open your eyes to the needs. And also, Vice Chair Fogelman, thank you. Sorry. Oh, and Karina Nelson, yes, thank you. Sorry, did not forget you. She's got two committees that she's doing. And with that, I think I've covered all the bases, right? Okay. And then do we want to go around the members?
Yeah, so members, we'll open it up. You know, we have a few minutes before session. If any one of you want to provide any remarks or comments, feel free to be recognized. Representative Perez Vega.
Thank you. It's been an honor to serve as my first time here on this committee and get to really build with both sides of the aisle and seeing what we look forward to working on to make sure that this state gets to float while a lot of states are kind of in a jumble. We've been really doing our best to do bipartisan work together, and I think that's what our Minnesotans need to see right now. So thank you. I've been learning quite a bit, and speaking about capital investment right now, there's probably somebody calling me to talk about where are we at. But thanks so much. I look forward to continuing this work together.
Thank you. Gracias. Representative Perez Vega. Vice Chair Fogelman.
Thank you, Chair Lee, and thank you, Chair Franzen. I've enjoyed being co-vice chair this year. It's been interesting, and I've learned a lot more again on my third year, so I look forward to continue working and see what we can accomplish.
Thank you, Vice Chair Fogelman. Chair Kosnick.
Thank you, and to both the chairs and the committee members. My first time on this committee, but it was an important correlation with the Transportation Committee, and I appreciate the support of a lot of the members of this committee for the transportation bill and the work that we did there to take some of the pressure off of the work that we do here. Unfortunately, a lot of the good things that people really get excited about in a bonding bill is their local transportation projects. So I don't know if we have room for those, but that's how we orchestrated the transportation bill. But then also, just as a first-time member, would like to thank the stakeholders and the local units of government, the mayors and city council people and county commissioners that came from all across the state and made the trip down here because it is important to represent their communities. Even though we're coming and going in and out of committee, I appreciate the stakeholders and partners and helping us understand the needs of the state. So important part of that process. So thank you to the chairs for accommodating all that.
Thank you, Chair Kosnick. Representative Ryer.
Thank you, Chair Lee. Thank you, Chair Franzen and staff, fellow members. This is my fifth year on the committee, and I keep coming back because it gives a view of Minnesota that we don't get in any other committee that I've been on in the House. I echo Chair Kosnick's thanks to all of the people who made their way down here, took the time, took the personal risk. I know each of us individually do not seem intimidating to us anymore, but coming down here and sitting in a formal setting like this and putting your community's needs on the line takes a kind of courage that I really want to honor people for showing and for standing up to be involved in their community. I look forward to the bonding tours. Nothing like being on a bus with many of my favorite colleagues, and look forward to a good bill. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Ryer. Chair Hansen.
You know, to the pages in the room, if you give politicians an open microphone, we're going to take it. And so just, you know, the old name for capital investment was public works. And I sometimes think that's a better name because infrastructure works for the public. And now we hand off with these vehicles to our leaders on this committee. and we have confidence in your ability to get us a bill that we can vote for that serves the entire state. So we've had, you know, a heck of a lot of people here asking for infrastructure, and the needs are great, but we believe you can do it. And so look forward to being able to push a green button sometime in the next 2 weeks.
Thank you, Chair Hansen. Representative Scraba.
I, too, want to thank the chairs, co-chairs, and the vice chairs. Thank you for everything. And Representative Ryer, I was going to go down that road about thanking all the mayors, all the engineers, all the different people that came down here. And, you know, when you sit here some days, you know, $132 million worth of asks going, there's no way we can afford all of this. And but yet we still sit here with questions, and we still sit here like, you're wanted. We need you. We need to hear this information, even though we know that there's not enough money. But at some point, everything comes into its place. And, you know, I encourage them to keep coming back and ask, and maybe someday we'll start, again, my ideal bill would be a PFA bill for $300 million every year without even blinking an eye. And then the rest we'll figure out after that. But that way, every year we know we're going to spend money on public water, public infrastructure, and that's important. And all the police stations and community centers, those sort of things can take second place over clean water and clean air. So I look forward to going on the tour, and maybe we don't have to work from 7 to 9 every day. And but it's still fun, because there are a lot of needs and a lot of asks, and that's our job. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Representative Scraba. Representative Carroll.
Thank you, Chair. And this is a good segment, too, for the need for infrastructure. I'm late because of traffic and a couple accidents and reduced lanes on 94 because they're being improved.
So, lanes, not trains.
There you go. So I want to thank you, Chair, and you, Chair Franzen. You in particular, I was pleasantly surprised. I thought you did an awesome job. So congratulations. And that's no dig. It just was, you know, given the chance, you rose to it, and I appreciate that. And certainly staff, Jenny, you can't do it without you, and as well as the other staff, too. So thank you. And Tenzin, who's new, who did a great job. So thank you. It's been a pleasure. Enjoy it.
Thank you, Representative Carroll. Chair Liddy.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And just want to start off by thanking the chairs. I think you've run a really solid committee, and the staff is always stellar on this committee, and we're so blessed that way. But, you know, kind of, you know, Rick and I are kind of been around a while, and it's really nice to be on this committee, because you have opportunity to see the state. So I hope people really take the tours, and it's kind of makes an interesting thing as a, you know, as a state legislator. It makes you really get attached to a lot of other people's districts that you'd never expect. You'll go to a place and you're like, wow, this place really needs some help. And then, you go to a place that, you know, might not need as much help, you know, so you kind of, you know, so it can kind of backfire on some of the presenters a little bit. But, you know, I love how serious the people take it when they come here. And it's really hard as a member that's been doing this for a while. You know, like Representative Schumacher came in, and for years we did that big pipe in southern Minnesota. And, you know, so you kind of want to get updates, too, of what things are at, or even like college infrastructure, you know, like what, you know, you go back and you see this chemistry building at the U or whatever that we did. You kind of want to go back and see them. But it's, you get really attached. One year I got in trouble because I think I voted with you guys on a bill. And our speaker at the time, or our leader, got pretty mad at us for a few of us that voted with you. But you'll find you get really attached to these projects. But I really hope that we pass a bill. And when you look at the thing that really makes me kind of sad as a legislator is that we need to pass a bill every year. And, you know, just it's the right thing to do. And just beyond politics, and it's good for Minnesota to do that. And so I hope that we don't leave this on the sidelines this year. And so, you know, I'm always a little bit afraid because there's a lot of years we missed. And it's sad because, you know, we're going to go out and tour new projects, but we have the old ones. And, you know, anyways, I just hope we pass a solid bill. And it's, you know, even if none of us have stuff in it, it's just really, I mean, if other people do, other members at the time, it's so good for Minnesota to pass it and to be stable into the future and to do a bill every year if we can. And bigger, of course, I'm a Democrat, so I wouldn't mind spending more. But anyways, thank you.
Thank you, Chair Lilly. Representative Allen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And again, I'll echo what everybody else has echoed. Thank you to the chairs for everything that you've done, especially as a freshman member. It's a lot of stuff that comes at you really quickly, especially around capital investments. And you see the true needs of what's happening in the state of Minnesota, what communities are looking for. You find out very quickly there are some communities that can afford to fund their own projects and others that there is no possible way they have the ability to be able to fund them. The other amazing part about it was the communities taking the time to come in, and even though they were getting 5 minutes, that they were coming in, taking the time to give their information to us to make sure we were able to make the best decision possible. It just shows exactly how great the need is in the state of Minnesota for these kind of infrastructure projects, and that the work that we are doing here really does impact people on a day-to-day basis, especially around the clean water sphere. So, again, thank you to the chairs. Thank you to the staff for helping make this information much more manageable as we're getting it, and look forward to seeing what the tour looks like this summer.
Thank you, Representative Allen. Representative Sexton.
Thank you, Chair, Co-Chair. This is one of the committees I absolutely wanted to campaign for, but absolutely wanted to get on and use my construction experience and help greater Minnesota, all of Minnesota, frankly. We have a lot of work to do, and I'm glad to be able to grab an oar and continue to row and look forward to the projects and seeing what's out there in greater Minnesota as we take the tour.
Representative Sexton. Chair Franzen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Speaking of Jenny Nash members, right, so I get into this car accident, which I was not even there. I was out to dinner for our bipartisan dinner, right? Left my car a block and a half away and walked. I come back after our lovely dinner, and there's this vehicle that's, like, super parked close to my car, and I, like, go up, and I'm, why are you parked so close to my car? And the guy says, well, my niece hit your car, and she's off grabbing her proof of insurance. Really what she was doing is buying her own insurance because her insurance had lapsed, so she tried to do the old, I got insurance, but really she did not. Anyway, aside from all that, who do I call? Jenny Nash. Not my own staff. I call Jenny Nash, and like, because my brain died, and I'm like, oh my God, I don't even know what to do here. So, thank you, Jenny. She's accessible to both sides of the aisle.
Representative Paredes Vega.
I want to say thank you to Jenny Nash as well, or as I like to call her, Jenny from the block. So it's great that you, Chair, called the right woman at the right time. Thank you, Jenny, for all your help, and it's been great to be on this committee with you.
Thank you, Representative Paredes Vega. So see no other comments or questions. So just a final reminder, Jenny Nash did send an email on behalf of both Chair Franzen and I for all of you to remind you that the portal for MMB have opened for your local communities to submit their projects for consideration for the next budget cycle next year. And we tend to use that as a starter for putting on some of our tours too. And so I highly encourage you to talk to your local communities to go through that process so that we can get the information ready. And with that, members, at this time, any future meetings of the Capital Investment Committee, this session will be at the call of the chair. The meeting is adjourned.